Log Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Reduce my whole
big block and doing with back so we can do it with the fourth wild. Don't start bitching when you see that four flipping. Just get the difference. That's what you get for bullshit. And even as an old man, I'ma still be spitting. When it's all said and done, they gon' say I was a wizard. Ooh. Precise when I pivot, all star every trip. No bricks, but watch what I do to this nick. Get it?
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous.
Okay.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous.
Shit, I do it, B.I.G. I'm the king of making it pop with P.Y.T.s. I want that pussy so bad, when I get it, I'm a killer. Spend the stack at the mall. Just so I can thrill her. Now I can't tell if she black or white. Eyes green, hips mean, man, that ass is right. Asking me about Billie Jean, I hit it, she not my lover. That kid is not my son, ma. I use the rubber, don't mistake me for a sucker. Toes are stuck near the genital. Three-piece suit, all white, a smooth criminal. I'm conceited, cause I got a reason. The flow is undefeated, tell my mother niggas beat it. I'm bad, and I'm also hood. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. So let's get this understood. I want one set of jeans, spend some dollars just to holler. Now I'ma make you scream.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous.
WHAC, PM Hyman Radio Live. It's 7:07 out in San Diego, California. It's 10:07 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your hip-hop informer. Hey, celebrating that 100th broadcast tonight.
Yeah, boy.
All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for the mayor. Yeah.
All right,
100, baby. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. We made it past 100. Say something now.
Hey.
People, say something now. Say something.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Part of that Angels crew. Give it up for Toya.
What's happening, y'all? What's going on? Shaking bait.
Spirit fingers.
Hey, I just want to say thank you. Teamwork makes the dream work. Folks, we're celebrating our 100th broadcast, and we have a very special guest hanging out with us tonight. He is a recording artist. He's a Broadway star. We're talking about Mr. Chester Gregory. He got a new joint. He's already dropped off. I actually like it. Smoothed out. We got Rafael Blanco stopping past along with Chester Gregory tonight. I believe they're both in New York. We're going to get right into it. Folks, it's Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. Hey, welcome to Black History Month. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I believe, again, all the way live from New York City. If not, please correct me, sir. Recording artist, Broadway star, Mr. Chester Gregory. Welcome to the program.
Tia's Ray. Chess will be on in like 2 minutes.
Hey, until Chester arrives, I know he's all the way live from New York City tonight. Hey, that's the voice in the cloud.
Ray Fiel.
What's good? Happy 100th, you old folks.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It feels good to be this old.
Yes,
I
it does.
Hey, real quick,
while we're waiting on Chester, we got the new Dawn Rashad tonight too, folks. Dawn sends her love. Hopefully, we're gonna have her on the show. Tell us what's going on with Dirty Money, man. They all over the place.
Dirty Money prepping for tour, obviously taking over Dallas this weekend, and then next week in LA for All Star. But prepping for the tour mid March, International World Tour. Prepare for that. Details will come. But it's all about Dawn. Right now we have we dropped off a new single yesterday. Me, myself, and Y. It's crazy. It's off of her mixtape dropping off on Monday. Exclusive. It's all her. New producers, new sound. Me, myself, and Y is crazy. Tomorrow there'll be two exclusives on Concrete Loop, which is Champion, and on Vibe.com, where we'll be releasing exclusively another song called Vibe, Vibrate. But my favorite record so far is Broken Record, which will be exclusively on NicoleBitchy.com on Friday. And we're shooting a video for it on Friday, so it's going to be nice and dark and sexy and everything. So, yeah.
And you know what? We're going to be checking that. We got the new Dawn Rashad, Me, Myself, and Why. Here it go for you. Right back. Team Hot Radio Live.
I'm
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. Me, myself, and Y. That's the new joint from Dawn Rashad. And Dawn should be stopping past next week to say hello. It's Wednesday, hump day in the city, February 2nd, 2011. Teamwork makes the dream work, folks. We're celebrating our 100th broadcast. Yes, thank you very much. Hey, we got a special guest with us tonight, recording artist, Broadway star, who just received some real good news. Folks, welcome to the show, Mr. Chester Gregory. Welcome to the program, sir. Chester, are you with us? Mr. Chester Gregory. All right. Well, what are we with Chester Gregory, folks?
He just said, I can hear you. Yeah.
You can.
I just heard him say,
Gregory is on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, we can
hear
you
welcome.
Now.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on here.
No, absolutely, man. Thanks for taking time out of your oh-so-busy schedule. Mr. Chester Gregory, for anyone who's just tuning into the program, hey, man, heard you got some real good news yesterday. You want to share?
Yeah, I just got yesterday they just announced that that I'm cast in a new Broadway show. It's called Sister Act. It's produced by Whoopi Goldberg. And, you know, it's based off the movie, the first one, and I'm cast as one of the lead roles in that. The character's name is Eddie. So that's real exciting. I start rehearsal next week.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
That's that's good stuff there, man. Folks, if you've just tuned in, teamwork makes the dream work is the conversation tonight. We are celebrating our 100th broadcast, and we have Mr. Chester Gregory hanging out with us tonight. And, again, just cast as Eddie in Sister Act.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg
yeah.
is nothing to mess with.
Right. Right. I mean, I had a chance to meet her a couple of times, and, you know, and we talked, and, you know, she's real down to earth, you know. Besides, you know, being a visionary and a pioneer, you know, on so many levels of, you know, of artistry, you know, she's just a real down-to-earth, genuine person, too. I mean, I love it.
Right. Chester, outside of being a Broadway actor, you are, again, a recording artist, and you have a new project. Hey, I think it's real smooth. I like that acoustic sound. Talk to us about how the project came about.
Okay. Well, my new single is called If You Only, and If You Only, this is an acoustic version of a song that I originally released in 08 off my first album called In Search of High Love. And the way this song came about is I originally recorded the song and with Nevin Thomas, and I was working with this director, Matthew Cherry, who wanted a new song to feature in his film. And he gave me the subject matter and stuff like that, and so I sent him over the song called If You Only, and he liked it, but he said, you know what, can you give me a stripped-down version with the guitar? And I said, okay, you know, I'll try that. And then... you know, so I sent it over to Jay Most, who produced this version of the song. And, you know, I sent it to him, and he liked it. And I also sent it to a good friend of mine, Lettucey. I don't know if you heard of Lettucey or not.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. And so she heard it, and she liked it. She said, you know what, instead of using the acapella from the last song, just go ahead and re-sing it. And so I took her advice, and I re-sang it, and I made the song, you know, really conversational. My goal with the song is just to really focus on the subject matter, more so than vocal performance or anything like that. And, you know, that's what I really want to do as a recording artist as well, just sort of give the raw authenticity of, like, the Stax recordings, but yet at the same time have something that, you know, people can relate to and yet has a universal appeal. And, you know, the song has been very well received and very thankful for that. And from that song, from that moment, you know, featuring that song in the feature film, you know, we shot a video for it last month in L.A., And then from that, I'm also doing a mixtape called If You Only as well. So everything is called If You Only, and the video and the mixtape and everything is dropping on Valentine's Day. So I'm real excited. And actually today, I just saw the first cut of the video for the first time. So I'm, like, really, really excited because it looks great. Director Matthew Cherry, like, really hooked it up. I don't know if you heard of him, but he's directed videos by, well, for example, when the same week he shot my video, he also shot a video with Kendrick and Snoop Dogg. And then now he's shooting Bilal's new video. And then aside from that, you know, he's also worked with Ndambi and also Foreign Exchange.
Nice. Nice. So tonight, Chester, we're promoting the fact that teamwork in our mind makes the dream work. It takes a few people to pull this program off 4 days a week. I'm sure it takes a few people to help you to get this project done that you're working on. Talk to us about the team, the producers, other writers, or were you the primary writer on this project?
I do a lot of writing on my projects, but, I would say you're only as good as your team is. And having the team is very, very important. You know, there's a book called Everything You Need to Know About the Music Business, and, like, one of the first laws they give you is that, you know, to really take your time and, like, really assemble that team. And, you know, any work that I've done, you know, has been the result of a collaboration of people. Like, even, like, me being able to sing. Like, I wasn't blessed with a natural ability to sing. I was blessed with a natural ability to love music, and I had a good ear. But, like, vocally came from me listening to people who I trusted and who guided me and, you know, who gave me their personal opinions as well as, like, lessons and stuff like that for years and years. And then over time, you know, it developed to where I can have a career from singing. But, you know, I always like sharing that, you know, because you never know how far somebody can go. And, you know, I remember, you know, growing up in times and people telling me, like, negative things and stuff like that. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I didn't listen to them. I focused on the people who I trusted. And, you know, because I already knew I was pursuing the right thing for me. I was pursuing my personal legend. And so, you know, now I'm very thankful, you know, for my team, my manager, two R's. You know, they, you know, everybody, you know, really works together nice because, you know, we believe and trust each other and work very, very hard. So, you know, all, you know, that I've done, you know, has been a collaboration of work for a team of people, and we all trust each other and work well together. So, you know, yeah.
Chester, go ahead and introduce this new jam for the folks.
All right. This song is called If You Only, the acoustic version. Check it out. I hope you like it. Yeah.
Team Highland Radio Live.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. I would have treated you right. I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without a lie. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me. Day without the night. If we are supposed to be. You stand with no charge before you set me free. Hear my voice.
Tuned into TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us for our 100th show this evening. You know, check us out on our website, www.hacmedia.com, to learn a little bit more about one of our other partner companies. Follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. Again, thanks for joining us. We heard from Rafael Blanco earlier in the show. Thank you again, Ray, for being a big supporter of the show. We really do appreciate it. And if you are just yes, big up to Ray. And if you're just tuning in to us, we have a special guest on the line, Chester Gregory. Chester, thank you so much for being a part of our special show this evening. Love that you joined.
Thank you so much.
Oh, not a problem.
That's no
love
doubt,
that man. You have a beautiful voice. Love that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be a part of, you know, this celebratory, you know, show. You know, congratulations on your 100th show, and you know, I'm honored to be featured on here.
Oh, thank you. Not a problem. We're honored to have you on here. I actually just wanted to ask you a little bit about your Broadway shows. I hear you actually just wrapped up your Dreamgirls tour. You played the James Thunder Early role. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
And how was that playing that?
It was an amazing experience. You know, several years back, sort of got my start in Chicago playing the Jackie Wilson story, and I wanted to always sort of reprise that role where, you know, I sort of paid homage to Jackie Wilson, and playing Jimmy Early in Dreamgirls definitely gave me that opportunity. You know, a lot of times when you see Dreamgirls done, James Thunder Early sort of played like a James Brown-esque kind of character. So what I wanted to do, you know, just having extensive knowledge in the period, is sort of make a gumbo of the greats, a gumbo of the legends. So, you know, opposed to just doing James Brown, I also incorporated, you know, Jackie Wilson, you know, Otis Redding, you know, Little Richard, you know, and and when people would come see the show, you know, those who are real familiar with the era would recognize, you know, me paying homage to all these greats. And, you know, like contemporary people would see it and be like, oh, you know, I like that. You know, I saw you had some, you know, some Morris Day in there, or some Michael Jackson, or, you know, or, you know, there's some other people that were actually inspired, you know, by the aforementioned original greats that I named. And so it was a lot of fun. We were out on tour for 14 months. And, you know, we went, you know, to a lot of major cities in America, 30 cities. And we also went to Tokyo, Japan. And so, you know, that was great. You know, was a lot of fun. And right at the end of the Dreamgirls tour is, you know, when I got Sister Act. And, you know, I've been off this last month, you know, recording and writing, you know, just, you know, the grind never stops, you know?
Never stops.
Yeah.
917-889-3926. To get in on this conversation tonight, folks, teamwork makes the dream work. This is our 100th broadcast, and we are happy to have our special guest, Chester Gregory. Chester, are you live out of NY?
Yes, sir. I'm in NYC.
Okay. Do you actually, you reside on the East Coast? You reside on the East Coast?
Yes, yes. I live in New York City. I'm originally from Gary, Indiana, though.
Okay.
Chicagoland, where all that snow is right now.
Okay, man, look, I'm down here in Tampa, Florida, and I get hate mail from my friends all over the country. I say, get out of here. Stay warm.
I know, what are you like? Oh, it's 70 degrees, man, to get you.
917-889-3926 to get it in. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757. Last four digits, 0555.
What
up, you're on with Chester Gregory. What's going on?
I'm chilling. I was just calling to tell you congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate
the love.
You about to what?
We appreciate the love.
This Taylor, I called you about a week ago, and I was talking about the economy and how people need to start supporting, you know, the people.
Hey, we appreciate it, Tara.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, I hope y'all, you know, y'all enjoy your show.
Hey, we appreciate it. We shall. Hey, folks, 917-889-3926 to get it in. Area code 757 representing tonight. Hey, last four digits. 7772, I know this number. Well, introduce yourself to the people.
What's going on, Team Humming Live? This is Frank Nitty. I want to say congratulations on your 100th episode, babe.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, man, y'all doing a great job. Y'all inspired me to do my show. And you understand what I'm saying? And I just love what y'all doing over here, Team I'm Alive, man. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Makes the dream work, baby. Hey, we appreciate the love over there, Ghetto Government Radio, man. Hey, I'm going to come over there and hang out with you and wild out with you because they wild out on Ghetto Government Radio. hey, Nitty, tell them to check you out.
Yo, y'all can check us out on Ghetto Gov Radio from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Monday. Okay, not Thursday and Monday, but Thursday through Monday. Okay? I do want to say something. I know y'all got to share real quick. February 14th on Valentine's Day, we got Spontaneous Ecstasy coming back on the show. She's doing a tour leading up to Hollywood. They're giving her a Lifetime Achievement Award in Hollywood, and she's holding a contest, TM. So tell your listeners to send her some pictures into your email and all of that so we can send that to her because she's going to pick pick the guy that she wants to take with her to Hollywood.
For those folks who may not be familiar, I told y'all they wild on Ghetto Government Radio. Hey, tell them who Spontaneous Ecstasy is.
She's a porn star, Spontaneous Ecstasy. She is a legendary porn star in the black porn industry, you know, in the color. Not to separate anything, but that's what it is. She used to date Tupac Shakur. She slept with 551 guys in one day, really in six hours. In 6 hours with no ice pack. With no ice pack. She said it's still tight, baby.
Yeah. And she said she didn't take no pain pills or anything. I asked.
You are in tune to TM Hobbit Radio Live. It's Wednesday. It is hump day. It is hump day in the city. if you are interested in what Nitty's talking about, hey, send us some pictures. We'll get them over to Ghetto Government Radio. Hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Folks, we'll be back. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby. With our
baby.
Testa. Gregory here.
Yes, sir.
Back in a moment.
Team Hyman Live Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio
Show. So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. Get hurt by the one you're living for. Hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself. Loving you no more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. It's 12:30 8:39 tomorrow in Tokyo. It's 7:40 out in California, 10:40 in New York City. This is our 100th broadcast, everybody. Hey, 100. Yes. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance. Give it up for Toya.
Good evening. Tonight I just wanted to touch on avoiding an audit as far as your taxes are concerned. Just wanted to give you six red flags that you should know. Just so you know, less than 1% of Americans will be audited by the IRS within this next year. Most of the audits are random, but there are a few things that can actually call you out to the IRS, and I just wanted to point those out for you. First being overestimating donated amounts. Of course, we usually all donate clothes to Goodwill or something to maybe Catholic Charity Services, but please don't overestimate donated amounts. Please don't say you've donated $7,500 in old clothes when you know you've only donated a few pairs of jeans and a few tops. As a general rule, the IRS likes to see individuals value the items they donate at anywhere between 1% and 30% of the original purchase price. A lot of people, when they donate, they do not specify the individual units, but that is what they actually like for you to do. So please don't overestimate any donated amounts. Math errors. This may sound like it's simple, but many returns are selected for audit due to just basic math errors. So if you're preparing your own taxes, when you're filing your tax return, please make sure that everything adds up okay. If you're not too good at math, then maybe you shouldn't be filing your own taxes. You need to pay to have them professionally done. The third thing would be
failing. No. Let me help you. If you don't know basic math, do not mess with your taxes.
Oh, thank you. The third thing would be failure to sign the return. A large percentage of people simply forget to sign their tax returns. And when you fail to sign, then the guarantee will usually have additional scrutiny applied to it. So just keep that in mind. Underreporting income, we know a lot of people have a lot of side jobs, a lot of side hustles. So please do not make the mistake of underreporting your income. As tempting as it might be to exclude income from your tax return, it's really important that you report all your money that you receive throughout the year from work and or from a sale from an asset like a home to the IRS. So please do not underreport your income. Fifth thing being the home office deductions, and this comes into play for pretty much everyone on the phone call tonight. If you are running a self-owned business out of your home, please be very careful with your home deductions. Please don't go buy a new bedroom set, per se, and then try to write that off as office furniture. You don't want any large deductions in proportion to your income because that's going to raise eyebrows in the IRS. So just keep that in mind. And income thresholds. There's nothing the individual taxpayer can do about this one. If you earn more than $100,000 each year, then your odds of being audited will actually increase. In fact, most accountants would say that puts the odds of being audited at about 1 in 72 compared to 1 in 154. So, just keep those things in mind when you are planning to file your taxes. And, again, if you're not good with numbers and you don't know how the system works and you're not familiar with what the IRS expects from you, do not file your tax return. Just pay someone to do it, please. It will save you a lot of headache and maybe money in the long run. And a lot of times when you don't file your own tax return and you have someone professionally do it for you, they usually can get more money back for you. And if they make the mistake, it's on them because they signed for it. So just keep those things in mind this tax season.
Hey, Toya. Look, this has nothing to do with finance, but Nitty threw me off. Nitty said that the Hollywood star was being given a star out in Hollywood or something. Nobody would have ever thought he was talking about a porn star.
Well, wait a minute, she's been
She's been on their show before. I actually called in and I was actually listening to the show and talked to her on the last time she was on their show. So, yeah,
interesting.
how you get a star, I don't know, but we need to work on that.
Unbelievable. Finance coming live out of Newark, Delaware. Yes, madness.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global, it is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Get you spot, if you
I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G. Bye.
Pretty much in the orchestra section in the front and all that stuff, they paid $100 or more to see you, and then yet you have somebody way in the back of the theater that's paid money to see you as well. So all these people deserve a show, they deserve performance, they deserve your best. So whether a person's sitting in the front row or the back row, they need to see and feel your energy, you know, of the performance. Now, when you're performing for, like, television and film and that kind of thing, the opposite of that, because the camera, you know, it's like right up on your face. You know, if somebody has a big screen TV or if they go see you in a film, you know, your face will be the size of a
right
wall.
Right there. Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. So you need to find the intimacy of, you know, of drawing the viewer in. So I would say those are the two, like, biggest differences between, you know, acting for the stage and then acting for, like, television and film.
Well, with that said, which do you enjoy more?
I enjoy the immediate response of theater. My experience has been mostly theater at this point, but then, you know, you have your benefits with television. So I would say, like, in a perfect world, I would love to, you know, do the live performances and get that immediate response from the audience. And then also on the flip side, I would love to get the, you know, the residuals that you get for TV. Like, you know, television, film, you can shoot, you know, one episode. You know, and that's
right.
One day's work, and you can get paid for that for years and years and years to come. You know, as opposed
right.
to, you know, a Broadway show, you do 8 shows every week, and if you miss one of those 8 shows, you're docked accordingly. So, you know.
Right. Gotcha. Well, that's...
What's the source of your motivation? What motivated you to actually want to get into Broadway theater?
Well, acting and singing, like, it's all falls in the category of performing for me. Being from Gary, Indiana, you know, of course, I idolized Michael Jackson. And so, you know, and just performers who have really given their all in multiple genres of artistry. So, you know, the person is an actor and also a singer and they also are a producer, whatever. I've always admired those types of entertainers. So what motivated me was my love and passion for performing, for artistry, and then, of course, being inspired by Michael Jackson And when I perform for an audience or when somebody comes up to me and tells me that they've been inspired by my work, you know, via my song, a song I've written, or performance I've done as an actor, that is what matters to me most. Because I've done this stuff, you know, for a lot of money, and I've done it for no money at all. But I do it all, you know, for the love and for inspiration so that somebody else can be inspired. Because I remember how I felt before I knew what I wanted to do or before I was inspired. And seeing, you know, a performance, you know, literally changed my life. And so when people come to me and they tell me they really enjoyed that song, or that song helped them, or that song helped them through something, or, you know, I've even had people come to me and tell me, you know, that they, you know, were suicidal and they felt bad about themselves, but, you know, after they saw me perform, or they heard this song, or they saw this show, or they heard my story or whatever, their life changed around. And I was really, really, like, surprised to hear, like, people come up to me and tell me that kind of stuff. I mean, I know the power of art and performing, but to really get an opportunity to change somebody's life is irreplaceable.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Chester, have you ever worked with a director that was just an asshole?
yeah, totally. And, you know, you just have to, you know, roll with the punches, you know. It's every person's dream, you know, to be cast in a show where everybody has the perfect match, the perfect chemistry. And, you know, that doesn't always happen. You know, it's a coin toss. You know, you meet somebody in a room, you go on an audition, and, you know, you try to, you know, do your best. And so you're essentially not meeting the real person. It's like a first date. You go out and you meet the person's representative, who they want you to think they are.
And
then later you find out who the person really is. But, you know, most of my experiences have been great, have been wonderful. I've had a chance to work with a lot of directors who trust me. You know, of course, you know, that was, you know, that one asshole or whatever, you know, I was just like, you know. And, you know, made the experience harder than it was. But then the reward was always in the end, you know, performing for the audience.
Yeah, what's the greatest piece of advice that you would offer up to an aspiring performing artist? And when I say, you know, performing artist, you know, all-encompassing, singing, acting, dancing.
Yeah, I would say it pretty much applies to anything, whether somebody wants to be a lawyer or whatever. Like your passion, you know, if you get a job really, really loving what you do, and if that's your job, then, you know, you'll always be happy. You know, people go to work, you know, they choose lines of work, you know, for the money or because of family or because of whatever wrong reasons is not for them. And whatever that passion is, whatever your personal legend is, whatever you are supposed to do here on this earth, you know, do it, and then do it to the fullest. You know, I can't say I want to be a singer and, you know, I don't practice. I can't say, I want to be an artist or I want to be an actor and, you know, I don't see any of the films or any of the stage shows that come out or, you know, I haven't researched, you know, what acting really is about. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of times, you know, having passion is great, but also make sure that your passion matches your intellect for the craft, which makes you ultimately more valuable because we're all for sale. You know, when you go in for a job interview, when you go in for an audition, you are for sale. So, you know, go in and make yourself more valuable, get the maximum amount of tools you can get, and just go out there and sell yourself and don't give up. So, you know, some of it sounds cliche, but it's true, and it applies to any job, you know. So in case somebody's listening to this and they're like, well, I don't want to be a singer or actor or whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, what are you here to do on this earth? You know, and, you know, do that and pursue it with the fullest.
What's your purpose? And don't forget that teamwork makes the dream work. Chester Gregory. the new one
Definitely.
Is called If You Only. This is Mr.
If
James Thunder Early himself. Remember, hey, folks, even go out. Pick up that In Search of High Love. That earned critical acclaim from Billboard magazine when it came down to integrity and soul. Again, my man Chester Gregory. Hey, Chester, tell us where we can, when can we pick up If Only You? Can we get it now?
If You Only is available now. Follow me on Twitter.com/Chester Gregory. Twitter.com/Chester Gregory. I'm also at ChesterGregory.com, and I'm on Facebook. So you can get that song right now for free The video that I talked about earlier that I shot with director Matthew Cherry is coming out on the 14th, as well as the mixtape. So on Valentine's Day, you know, it's a lot going on, and, you know, I got some ear candy for you. So, you know, I'm excited about this project. It's a one long piece of work that I've been putting together for a while, and, you know, the 14th, Valentine's Day, check it out. But for now, go to twitter.com/ChesterGregory and get the If You Only single.
Angels, did you have any other specific questions for Chester? Chester, we appreciate you, brother, for hanging out with us, man. I know it's burning
up pleasure.
There where you are.
And what's the name of the album again, Chester?
The new mixtape is called If You Only as well. So If You Only.
Okay.
Everything's called If You Only. Yeah.
Okay.
The single, If You Only, the video, and the mixtape.
I love the arrangement of the song. It really does put me in the mindset of like the 80s. Like, you know, the arrangement of it, so the musical arrangement of
uh-huh.
it. Yeah.
Oh,
that
thank
was awesome.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Chester, appreciate you, brother. It is 2 a.m. Right. out in Rio de Janeiro. Hey, Chester, this is how we do it, man.
Hold on, one
go,
second.
We are simply going to rock it one more time. It's 11:01 in New York City, where my man Chester Gregory is coming from tonight. Recording artist, Broadway star. Hey, look for a sister act produced by Whoopi Goldberg. My man Chester Gregory, he's playing, it's Eddie, right? I think that was Eddie, the role that he was playing. This is If You Only, Chester Gregory. It's 11:02 in Tampa, Florida. Your hip-hop informer, TM Hyman Radio Live, 100th episode. We'll be back.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. I would have treated you right. I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we are supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Thank you.
lovely voice of Chester Gregory, titled If You Only. Go ahead and cop that on iTunes as soon as you can. Thanks for joining us this evening, our 100th episode. It's about 11:06 here on the East Coast. Again, if you want to check us out, you can log on to hacmedia.com. Follow the link to TM Hyman Radio. And you can follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. I believe we have one of our resident, you might as well say, co-hosts online, Sincere, out of Virginia. Are you still online with us?
Yeah, don't give me that title.
Hey, Sincere, thanks for joining us this evening.
Embrace that. Embrace that.
Nah,
respect
radio,
that.
Radio
respect
is not for
that.
Me.
Embrace that. Get out of here. That's
yeah,
your
whatever.
Our
get
honorary co-host. What's going on, Sincere?
Not much, not much. Just calling to say congratulations. Many, many more. Hopefully, we reach 100,000.
Hey, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say thank you, too, dude. You know what I'm saying? We keep you in rotation. We appreciate your support. And, you know, wanted you to stop past definitely tonight. You know, just to say thank you.
Not a problem, not a problem. Got a whole bunch of other good stuff coming your way real, real soon.
Hey, keep
can't
the music coming.
Bag, though.
Hey,
I got something
we like
than
to play good music. Taylor Music Group producing good music.
That's what we do. That's what we try to do anyway. That's
open
for opinion.
Hey, it's up in the city. Wednesday, February 2nd.
I want y'all to send my picture to that girl. I don't know her name.
Hey, what's her name, CeeLo?
Spontaneous ecstasy. Her name is Spontaneous Ecstasy.
I want to see how spontaneous she is.
Well, you know, you can actually look her up, and you'll see if you want to send her your picture to her.
I will leave it alone. I will leave it alone.
Hold on. Well, let me clarify. If you are just tuning into the program, again, a teamwork makes the dream work. We are celebrating our 100th program, and it takes many people to make this happen, and we appreciate the love. Ghetto Government Radio's Frank Nitti came on to say congratulations on the 100th broadcast, and he made us aware. What's her name again?
Spontaneous Ecstasy.
Spontaneous Ecstasy. I've never met her. I don't know her, but I know people who've at least conversed with her. All I'm going to say is interesting. Google
yes, it
her.
Is.
She is.
But she's not just a porn star, though. She's not. I do want to say that she's not just a porn star. That she is a music artist as well. Yeah, she's an entrepreneur. She has her own label, her own music label. She has artists, and she also directs movies as well. So, I mean, yeah, so she does a lot of things outside of being a porn star, which she's gotten awards for that as well. So outside of
okay,
her.
Okay, so now you have her portfolio. CeeLo
yes.
clearly knows who she is.
Yes,
now, Frank Nitti came on the show, and he said that Spontaneous Ecstasy was looking for
a guy.
Some castmates. So if you are that guy, guess what? I don't judge. I don't knock. Hey, work is work. As long as you're taking the proper precautions, and I'm going to tell you, even the porn industry is a business. You got to take STD tests and everything. You can't have AIDS and STD and be filthy and be in the porn business. Let me tell you, they trying to live a long time. Hey, if you have pictures, send them. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll get them over to Ghetto Government Radio for Spontaneous Ecstasy. Teamwork makes the dream work. We are celebrating our 100th broadcast tonight. Toya live out of Newark. DD live out of Chesapeake, VA. CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Thank you for all that you've done to help us to get to 100.
Woo!
Area code 310. Last four digits 0750. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
Hello, this is Melina Gay from Los Angeles, California. How are you?
Melina
Happy.
Gay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Mama?
I am fantastic, and I just want to say congratulations to you on 100. Yay!
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you on your efforts.
Oh, well, thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How is everything going with you, Miss Melina?
Oh, everything is fantastic. Everything is going very, very well. Actually, I was in queue earlier, and I so enjoy the show. I just want to say, and it was such a pleasure listening to Mr. Chester George and his experiences on Broadway. I wish I were actually on the East Coast just for one hot second, because I'm not going to tell you that it's 80 degrees out here. Not going to say that. But for a hot second, I wished I was in New York so that I could see his performance in Color Purple. So,
right. Hey, well, this is what I'll say, Melina. I will commit to bringing us all together.
Yes.
So we can teamwork, baby. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork makes the dream work. I'm holding you to it.
Hey, it's true.
Yeah.
It's not a game. We mean it.
Okay, it's a beautiful thing.
And,
thank you so much. It's
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Stand by. Area code 757. Last four digits, 7772. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
It's me. I'm back, man. It's Diddy, man.
Diddy's back.
Word up. I'm stoned in, man.
Frank,
it's a good show, man.
Yo, government
show,
radio.
Man.
Hey, stand by for me, Liddy. Area code 757, last four digits, 3334. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
Yo. It's
yo.
Me, Randy.
Yo.
what's
hey, Randy.
Hey, what's up? I'm calling from a foreign number, so, you know, don't mind the number, but it's me, Randy Shot, Captain Hook, you know, whatever else you want to call me. I just wanted to say congratulations on the 100th show. That's a very,
hey,
very...
appreciate that, brother.
Yes, no doubt. But I just wanted to say, you know, wish y'all many more shows. It ain't even a wish, man. I'm guaranteeing y'all more shows to come, because I know it's in the works. And, you know, I'm honored to be on here still, man, and kicking it with y'all, man. So that's what
Thanks.
It be.
Yeah, and
hey.
We're glad to have
hey.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't know about y'all, but I feel some love.
not stood by your side, I would have gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
Dirty money ass on the flow. T.M. Hyman Radio Live 100th episode. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. With entertainment and national news.
Hurry up,
give it up for CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. This is your 100th plus time hearing my voice. Your entertainment news for February 2nd, 2011. I want to start with politics first. I reported about 2 weeks ago that, you know, Republicans said that they were going to repeal the health care reform. And then the other night I told you guys about the federal judge who ruled the health care reform clause, one of the clauses, as unconstitutional. Well, then today the Senate shut down the Republicans' attempt to repeal the law. And so I suggest everybody get out their lawn chairs because this is going to be a long volleyball match if you ask me. Moving on, in South Carolina, scientists have been working for about a decade on bioengineering cultivated meat. And, yes, I mean growing meat. They want to grow meat, and this is supposed to cure, you know, in case we run out of food or whatever. But the problem that they're having is they don't have any funding because the FDA won't fund it. No U.S. Health Administration will fund it, and they need like $1 billion to, you know, to complete their product. Now, so if you guys ever hear any meat called Charlem, that is not real cow meat. That is Charleston engineered meat. So if
Charlem?
I find out Charlem, yes, C-H-A-R-L-E-M, Charlem. Charleston
okay.
engineered meat. Yeah, gross. Okay, but let's go to the other side of the world. Here's an update on Egypt. Now, the fighting began about a week ago with protesters demanding that the 82-year-old Egyptian president, Mubarak, that he leave his office. He's been there like 30 years, but the people are demanding that, you know, that he step down. And the president actually released a statement today saying that he'll leave in September once the elections, you know, take place to, quote-unquote, ensure peaceful transition of power. Now, in the process of this, violence is increasing, but the flights are still, there's still flights, you know, removing Americans out of the danger area. And so far the death toll is approximately at about 300, with over 600 being wounded as well. Now, the numbers haven't been confirmed, but once they are, I'll update you guys. And speaking of flights, attempting to address the privacy issues with airline passengers and personnel, there is now a new software that's in a trial period at three airports, D.C., Atlanta, and Las Vegas, where the machines are now just going to highlight the security area. So if you have something on you, it's just supposed to highlight that area versus the, like, the X-ray scan that, like, they were showing, you know, previously. So we should be seeing those, you know, spread across the airport. Depending, you know,
the
I guess depending on.
It's illmatic.
That caused a lot of controversy, you know. I mean, because especially like people with prosthetics and stuff like that, they may have, you know, security issues, you know, internal security issues. They, you know, they
right.
didn't want that to be seen. But hopefully this will combat and even out the playing field so we can have security and, you know, a comfortable flight, you know. And we don't have to have people going into airports in bikinis anymore.
But that's all I have for you guys for tonight, for the Entertainment National News. Thank you. And
all right.
Thank you for our 100th show. Love you guys.
100. Hey, 100. Hey,
yes.
I'm going to add something on as a part of the reports on the entertainment
okay.
news side. February 25th, 26th, let's talk about it, CeeLo. It's going down.
Yes, yes. The Florida Mixed Show
Summit.
It's going
down.
In Florida,
it's
Miami.
Florida,
if you're not there, you are just going to miss out on the hottest shit
show
ever.
Music Summit.
Yes,
hey,
TMI
right
Radio Live is going to be there. We're going to be there.
Officially a sponsor. And
yes.
we got my man who's putting it all together on the line with us right now.
Johnny Mars?
I think he's out there in Miami. Is that right, Johnny? Or where are you in the world?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, baby.
What's up, Johnny?
It was 85 degrees down here. And let me tell you something. They say 50% of the country is covered in snow. I don't think that's going to change in the next couple of weeks. So
no,
I know y'all is worldwide, not nationwide, worldwide. So
yes, sir.
All you people that's in the snow, y'all need to maybe even get down here early because it was 85 degrees down here. Like, I'm from New
wow.
York City, right? I'm from Harlem. And, you know, I've been living down here for like 16, 17 years. And this is a beautiful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Miami, you know, Florida, period. You know what I'm saying? It's just like paradise, man. 85 degrees in February the 2nd, man.
Hey, Johnny,
you know?
Run
yeah.
down the agenda. Run down the agenda real quick. February 25th, 26th, on the beach.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. The biggest event in Florida history, baby. The Florida Mixed Show Music Summit, baby, going down February 25th and 26th in Miami, Florida, the Newport Beachside Hotel and Resort. You know, one thing I just want to say to the artists out there, listening, to the people, producers, managers, labels, you know what I'm saying, models, we're going to have the biggest all-star lineup of radio DJs,
yeah,
mixers, program directors, music directors, underground radio stations, internet radio stations. We're going to have World Star there. We're going to have This Is 50 there. We're going to have Media Takeout there. We're going to have 24-Hour Hip Hop there. We're going to have King Magazine there. We're going to have Black Men Magazine there for the sponsors. We are not playing with it. We got the director of
K&R
of Universal.
Hack Media is in the building.
Hack Media is an official sponsor. Say what? Hello?
No, I say yeah, boy.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, Hack Media. I just want to make sure I said it right. I said it right. Hack Media.
Yes, sir.
Let me put that out there. I was getting to that. They are official sponsor of the Florida Mixed Show Music Summit. They are going to be in the building broadcasting live.
Yes, sir.
So y'all
out
there that's listening right now, y'all make sure y'all come down and mess with us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can curse on internet radio, so I'm
yes,
just
sir.
Not going to.
You got
come
Frank
down
Diddy,
and
Ghetto Government Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one more thing I want to say, man, two time for my man Terrence Hyman, man, you is the man. I want to say, like, this is how far-reaching that Hack Media, this is how far-reaching the show go. The other night I did an interview, and as soon as I got off the phone, my phone just blew up with people that just called me from all over the country that registered. Two times for my man Overdose out in Norfolk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People just call me from all over the country like, yo, I just heard you on the radio. And I'm like, you just heard me on the radio? You know what I mean? I have to put on my mind. That's the power. That's the power of Hack Media. That's the power that these people here, Terrence. And I forgot your name, Missy.
CeeLo.
Hello?
Live out of Charlotte. Hey, I got Toya. Live out of Delaware. Let me run it down for you, Johnny. I got Dee Dee live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. I got Melina live out of Los Angeles tonight.
Oh, man.
Hey,
you got
all over the world right now.
You got an internet. You got an internet forum going on. That's what you're doing, bro.
Oh my
God! You ain't playing.
Hey,
I ain't a situation. Not like that. Now you know, up to date harem, 2011. We all getting money. We all equals now, sister.
I know that's
right. You know what I'm saying? I like that. But that's what it is.
Hey, John,
it's just
you,
like. This is a far-reaching thing right here. You know what I'm saying? This is the biggest thing ever. We're going to make the biggest movie ever at the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. So y'all got to be there. Y'all make sure y'all keep it locked to Hack Media because, I mean, what can I say, man? Holler if you want to be heard. That's that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
No doubt.
Ladies. If you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Out the park, baseball bat.
Give a ass more meat with my feet up, rolling up big blunt. Fuck
still stunt, some motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mind. Menace to society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I lay the bubble you through. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homies, you're hotter than June. And you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the floor, give me room. Into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Yeah. We back on Tim Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. That was Stay in Tune right there. By King Apocalypse, I got to get it right. Tonight we talking about teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Yes, sir.
Tim Hyman Live.
Hey, my dude, Frank Nitty, got that opportunity for you. Hey, it's Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. Hey, welcome to Black History Month. Hey, 917-889-3926. Hey, teamwork absolutely makes the dream work. Hey, the one thing about it, we got to learn how to work together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I appreciate my special guest tonight, recording artist, Broadway star Chester Gregory. Whoopi Goldberg hooked him up. He's in a new Broadway play, Sister Act. Look for Chester Gregory if you're up in the New York City area. Hey, my friend Melina. Melina, she's the executive producer of Bitter Inheritance, a movie that's star-studded. It's featuring Marla Gibbs, Howard Hewitt, Kathleen Brady, man, and a lot of other folks. Melina Gay. Melina, tell us about Bitter Inheritance in 60 seconds.
Well, Bitter Inheritance is a murder mystery suspense thriller. It's Obsessed meets General Hospital. It's a Caucasian man who has a multimillion dollar firm. He suddenly dies, and he leaves his firm to half to his daughter and half to his African-American executive assistant, the woman whom he loved and planned to marry. After 4 years, his daughter comes back, and she decides she wants revenge on the woman she claims destroyed her family, which is played by that character, Velma Hannah, played by myself.
How can people follow you right now?
You can follow me on my website, mymelina.com. That's MYMILLENA.com. And you can also go to the film's website, which is bitterinheritancethemovie.com. And that has all of the information, and you can follow us there. You can also follow me on my Facebook and Twitter and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely. We appreciate the love, the support that's coming from the West Coast, because in two programs, like a whole bunch of heavyweights stopped past to help us to kick off the new year. And it's been smooth sailing ever since. Thank you very much for supporting us. Hey, big things 2011. Tim Hyman Radio Live and the staff.
I'm sorry. You are so very welcome. You are so very welcome. And it's just a pleasure to know you and your staff. And I also wanted to send greetings. Actually, I was on the line earlier, and Howard actually beeped in, and we had to discuss some things about the music, and I told him that I was on the show, and he wanted me to extend also a very hearty congratulations to you.
You tell Howard Hewitt,
all that
we appreciate that.
Yes,
and we appreciate you.
Yes, always. Thank you.
Melina Gay, Los Angeles, California, Bitter Inheritance. Hey, the CEO of Taylor Music Group is hanging out with us. Again, we got some heavyweights just chilling with us tonight, and we appreciate the love. Again, CEO Sincere Taylor Music Group, hey, tell the world what's going on, what we can expect this quarter from Chameleon and K-Cheeks and the other cats in the crew.
Right now, Electric Chameleon is on tour with group Universal Records Group, Villanova. Don't know how long they're going to be called Villanova, but right now they're Villanova. KP is in the studio right now working on the Paradox album. Wet Money is out west working on their album with 821, coming back out here to shoot a video with Moolaj from Jive Records in about a month or so. I'm headed out to the west coast to work with talented young brothers. I think he's 14, Wanya Brooks.
Wow.
Next, Michael Jackson, I'm letting you know right now. And that's, I don't say that lightly. Look him up on YouTube.
Wow.
Wanya Brooks. Look him up on YouTube. I'm telling you.
Spell that.
Okay.
Spell that, please.
It's just like Wanya from Boys and Men, W-A-N-Y-A Brooks. Just look him up. I'm telling you. And he, matter of fact, I think every time he's on YouTube, even when he met Neo, because he's actually one of Neo's artists, Neo and EP, my bad, EP, I don't want to give your artists away. But almost every time he's singing a Michael Jackson cut. And, I mean, he murders it every single time. I mean, murders. So it ain't too many people who do a Michael Jackson song and do it justice. Everybody try. But, I mean, this young boy is at 14 years old with something terrible. So...
Looking forward to hearing something
there.
From him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, you've missed it. We had a special guest, Chester Gregory, hanging out with us tonight, live out of New York City. We dropped a new joint from Dawn Rashad. She's the Dirty Money in Diddy's Dirty Money. She sent over a new joint called Me, Myself, and Why. I'm going to try to get a cleaner version of that. It wasn't that clean. And I don't want the quality of the project to, you know.
Right.
917-889-3926 is the number. To get it in, we got folks still hanging out to give shout-outs and appreciate the love. It's the 100th episode. Hey, grab your pen. Hey, do me a favor. When these segments come up, these ladies put a lot of energy into, you know, really dropping jewels on you. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about finance segment. I'm talking about, you know, entertainment, national news. I'm talking about health and wellness. With people like LaMariquois, oh man, Mrs. Willingham, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, health and wellness with Domair.
All right, all right, all right. Number 100. I thank God first and foremost. I'm getting ready to prepare my speech. I'd like to give our thanks to parents, the angels, my mom, all the fans, all the listeners. I definitely just want to say this though. Yes, thank you, everyone. But I also wanted to say, I didn't know if your psychic parents once again, but Sister Act is one of my favorite movies, and it was so awesome that Chester Gregory hung out with us, and he is about to be one of the stars in the Broadway play. And I know I'm going to have to get my plane ticket to get to New York and see that. I hope it comes down here. But thank you. Big ups. Health and wellness. I told you that I would be talking about physical fitness and keeping your motivation regarding physical fitness. I touched briefly on it on Monday, but I'm going to go a little bit into detail tonight. Hopefully it won't take up too much of your time. Again, we do understand that staying physically fit is a very important. It's a must. But staying motivated in order to get that done is definitely much harder to do than it is to stay. So if you're trying to maintain the forward momentum, look for a different approach as far as motivating yourself, things as far as, like, rewarding yourself. I know, like, as parents, we reward our kids when we do good, but as far as maintaining a physical fitness program and keeping to our goals, as adults, we can reward ourselves. You know, take yourself shopping, get, you know, when you lose those 10 pounds or, you know, get yourself a purse, if you're a woman, if you're a man, and get yourself a new pair of jeans. Just something that you can reward yourself each time that you meet a goal. So that's a way you can stay motivated.
I understand that you do get burnt out sometimes. You reach a plateau in your fitness program where you feel like you're not losing anything, and it's okay. Take a break. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need someone to tell you it's okay to take a break, because sometimes the body just needs to rest. And then, but you don't want to take a break that you go so long that you don't pick it back up again. And they say stop, we say take a break. But you definitely, when confronted with any motivation and issues, still continue to work out. You know, you learn how to effectively deal with those situations and remain in control. Don't let them overcome you, or don't succumb to them. So when you make a decision to carry out your fitness program, don't take that lightly. And make the decision, stay committed to it. It's just like a marriage almost. Be patient. Results will not come overnight. You didn't get that fat overnight, therefore you won't lose it overnight. But definitely keep that motivation, just knowing that it's going to take longer than a week for you, you know, to lose 10 pounds. So, and remember that our bodies are like a car. Like, you know, men put, like, their all into a car. Women, we put our all into makeup sometimes. Put your all into your physical fitness program. Your body is definitely what you need in order to continue to sustain life. So definitely give it your all. So remember what you're trying to do as far as your goal, what you're trying to set. If it's cardiovascular, muscle toning, get a schedule that works for you. And just remember to stay committed, make your mind up, and it will definitely work out for you. Physical fitness in 2011 will definitely help towards mental preparedness for 2011.
Ms. Willingham, all the way live from Chesapeake Pavilion tonight. It's Hump Night, Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. 15 minutes left in the show. It's 11:15 here in Tampa, Florida, coming to you live from the Hack Media Studios. Appreciate the love. Teamwork makes the dream work. Back in a moment.
A long journey ahead. Underneath the cars. We're from the stereo. I don't know which way it's here perform, but I can't perform this one tour for you. You know we're going through, your angel.
She gets up every morning, gonna drag us on for the bed. Round around her, it's been storming, then she pops up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring, she's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How
did she resist?
She can't get the call back. Oh, no. The all that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, oh it burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl that she watches the world as it turns.
Hello?
The world is yours.
boys. What's cracking?
Hey, what's going on with you, hey, man? It's your boy Birthmark, man. I just wanted to say congratulations to y'all for y'all,
hey,
for y'all 100.
Appreciate you, what's brother.
Straight up,
nothing,
all day, every
something
day.
Out of nothing. Absolutely.
You watching me move.
Hey, yes, sir.
That's what's up. Everything been good with y'all?
Hey, man, we trying to make it do what it do.
Elevate.
Man, I see. You on the 100 marker, so you already getting in, and that's what's happening.
Hey, we have surpassed 100, but we wanted to, you know, pause for the cause and, you know, just say thank you. And thank you, too, brother. Hey, where you calling from, Birthmark?
Well, you know, I'm currently in Greensboro right now, but, you know, I mean, like I said, the 954 area code stay all day. There's a lot of deal if anybody online know about it, straight up.
That's what's good. Hey, we got listeners all over the place. Hey, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. You got CeeLo live out of Charlotte. You got DD live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. You got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, hanging out with Frank Nitty. We had Melina, Los Angeles, California. We had Johnny down in Miami. Hey, we got my man Sincere, Virginia Beach, VA, and a whole bunch of other folks, hey, hanging out. Hey, let's go to D.C., area code 202. They call him Coop. What's cracking?
Yeah.
What's going on, Tim Hyman Radio? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, other co-host,
I just had to call and say congratulations to y'all. You know I had to call in on the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Hey, you've helped to make it happen.
Yes, you did. Yes, me too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Deserve.
Yes, you've rolled with us from day one.
Hey, for folks who have been rolling, I mean, there's a lot of people online tonight, people who are just really standing by listening. Hey, thank you all very much. Think back to, like, the wildest show. Toya and I exchanged some lines back and forth today, and she talked about, you know, a couple of her favorite shows. I have a couple favorite shows, but, you know, when you think about programs with 9 minutes left of the show, I'm going to try to let as many people get it in as possible. Again, we appreciate the love. Teamwork makes the dream work. You help to make this dream work. This vision is alive. Big things coming up. We didn't get a chance to really go into challenges, too many highlights, but just be on the lookout for TM Hyman Radio Live. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Click TM Hyman Radio Live. Follow us. Thank you for the love this hump day Wednesday. Birthmark.
You know,
if you want to throw one out, if you've been listening, or anybody, just throw one out.
You said throw one out.
Like the illest program. Area code 757. 9575, go for it. The illest program you can remember.
Yeah, the illest program, Real Talk Radio Team. Go live, you know what I mean? What's up? Spur calling y'all from Virginia Beach, Seven Cities, you know? Yeah, congratulations for 100 shows strong. You know,
thank you, brother.
Absolutely, keep on pushing. Don't rest on the laurels now. It only gets better from here, of course. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And thank you for riding with us the entire time as well. You also rode with us the entire time.
What was that show, Ferb?
You say what?
What was the show?
I mean, I don't know. A couple of my favorite shows actually was the one, of course, where Howard Hewitt was on the show or whatever, and the one where the artist formerly known as Blaze.
His name is
B. Slade
now.
B. Slade. B.
Slade.
Yeah.
Did you call him Blade?
Yeah, that was
he called him Blade.
With the
that
BFF.
Was Tony.
Or whatever. Tony with the BFF.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a show to remember right there. Everybody, you know, listen to
that.
That
was a memorable one.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, they're all pretty good shows. You know, we always have a good time. You know, it's always positive.
We try to keep it positive. I think we lost our firm. They appreciate the love out there. I think Randy's still hanging out with us out there in Hampton, VA. Hey, Randy, you got a show?
I'm sorry, I'm eating, man. This chicken is late, and I'm eating chicken. But check it out. I remember the first show, man. I was there. I remember, and it's come a long ways from the technical difficulty.
to the
sound quality. I mean, you know, you're putting it together, and I remember that, and I know where we at now, and it's a pivotal moment. You know what I mean? And it's created this moment that we are in right now. And I'm like, yo, this is what teamwork does. You know what I'm saying? I don't know all the co-hosts, and y'all don't probably know me. But, you know, with Hat, you know, I've been there behind the scenes. But I'm trying to make my way up front so I can you know, join y'all in y'all plight to the top. You know what I mean? So, congrats, man.
Hey, appreciate
y'all come a long way.
Yeah, hey, appreciate you, man. Hey, Sincere, go for it.
Yo, man, I just, in the midst of everything, I forgot to say, I appreciate everything you do for me, spinning the music, letting me get on and ramble on and on. No, just appreciate it. That's it.
Hey,
we appreciate you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir, we do. Yes. May not always agree with you, but yes, I appreciate you. No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Should I always agree with me? I'm always right.
That's not true.
You know what I'm saying? I want to say shout out to the team of me, Mr. Roscoe Jenkins.
Hey.
Oh, he
just Hey, TMI on the radio live. Hey, let me at least pay a bill after that one. Right back.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Determine your destiny. It's Hump Day, Wednesday in the city. Hey, join us back Friday night for the Friday Night Cypher. We are off this Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be interesting. The weather, hey, it's like a gamble. Sunshine or freezing ice storm? Freezing ice storm or sunshine?
Well,
hey.
Stay in the house. Stay in the house.
We shall see. Hey, so day off for us. You know, we're going to take a vacation day. And check you back Monday, 10 p.m., where we're going to talk about mentors and motivation. What's your motivation? You know, why do you do what you do? Are you motivated? Are you depressed? Do you even know the difference? We're going to talk about it. We're going to help you to establish a path for prosperity for 2011. Hey, thanks for riding with us tonight. It's the 100th episode. Hey, y'all showed up. Hey.
Say word.
Thank you.
Say word. Thank you.
Angels, take us home.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this is CeeLo. I want to say thank you to all the listeners and the callers and supporters and the discerners and everybody. And I want to send out a special blessing to a young lady I met today named Cheryl. And we're going to help her get her life together, but I'll talk to you guys about that. And, yeah, love you guys. Love me. Peace.
This is Dee Dee. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody who supported us that believe that, you know, just take the time to listen. Thank you for everybody who's contributed behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. Just thank you for riding. Thank you to my angels specifically. It takes some very strong women to do what we do and to work cohesively as a team, because definitely teamwork makes the dream work. I love you guys. Be a blessing.
It's Grandma Toya. I'm barely holding on.
Go, Grandma. Go, Grandma.
Thank you, Terrence, for the opportunity. Thank you, Angels, Shake and Bake. Thank you to all the guests, the listeners. If it wasn't for you guys, there would be no TM Hyman Radio Live. And just thank you, God, for blessing us all. So,
yes, thank you.
Hi.
Good night, 100. Thank you.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM